views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
It is
December 3rd.
I'm sorry.
Jeez, Christmas.
Doing hand signals through the window to people.
My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host. Once again, it's Sovereign Mind Radio, and this is not the podcast. I'm in the studio here with my sister in the great state of Jefferson, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everybody.
I'm not sure where the kid that rocks around the clock
is. He just went by the window a couple times. He'll be rolling in here.
Oh, there you go. We've also got our producer and an excellent a person that she is and doing a great job in there, Christine.
Thank you so much.
Chris. Christina.
Good
Christina.
Morning.
How are you?
Yeah, good morning.
How was your week so far?
Oh, you know, the fun never freaking stops. That's what I always say. You know, I'm outstanding this week, but getting better.
Just before we move on. You know, Christina makes chocolates and stuff. She was showing me some pictures this morning. Oh, my goodness sakes.
I'll show you. They look gorgeous.
They are gorgeous, and they look yummy.
I won't be able to sleep tonight.
No sugar.
Oh, boy. I won't be able to sleep tonight, and I'll have a headache in the morning.
Okay, but
anyway. The kid that rocks around the clock is faster than a speeding bullet or an internet connection anyway. It just showed up, and he's pulling out all of his credentials, including his cameras and stands.
And look, he's dressed very nicely, very sharp.
You're
looking good.
Huge can of Christian Crank over there. Was that Yerba Mate, some kind of monster drink or something? But anyway.
The question is, how much caffeine does that one have?
225 milligrams.
Oh, gee,
I like Red Bull.
Whoa!
Can I get a Red Bull with that Red Bull?
No wonder you went back and forth by the window three or four times.
Well,
you know?
I got here and there's nobody out here. And I was thinking last week there was nobody out here.
I know,
either,
that was
so.
My bad. Sorry.
Well, we should have just locked the door and then waved every time you went
right.
Hey, Dave.
Sorry about that.
How's it going out there? Anyway, we're brought to you by Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agents. She's down there in Red Bluff at 810 Main Street, 530-527-5534. She's the best. I'm telling you, she is the best, and she'll take care of all your insurance needs. Also, Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating. Try to say that five times fast without blowing it. flubbing it. 530-605-9575, licensed and bonded. And also, we have Crackmaster.
Jeff Wirsch down there on Market Street. He's the best in the area. You know, he guarantees his work. And, you know. He's reasonably priced. Sorry, I was doing something. My computer's being stupid. But he's down there on 273. He's a great guy. He's got like 50 years of experience. And I was going to give the phone number, but I can't get my computer to work right now.
If you want the best, go to the worst.
Put down the keyboard and walk away.
also, I'm telling you.
Shout out to Marty McGill over there at Clear Creek Microgreens. Also, mountaintopmedia.com. We downloaded a special report this last week. We didn't. We'll probably be working tomorrow, I think. But
I don't know.
I'm not sure with the season and all. And I'm just now getting over a little bit of the cold or something. I don't know, a little bit of the
there's
weather.
Been a lot of
caught
people
that new
sick.
COVID, huh?
I'm telling you, there's been a lot of people sick. It's like back off, go away.
Yeah,
no,
the Rona.
These weird viruses, man. I mean, I'm sure we'll get into them, but we have like 3 or 4 new ones that are popping up that. I have some hypotheses that I'm conducting and thinking about in my head sometimes.
I'm shocked.
I know.
We have a bunch of stuff to cover, as usual, this week.
And
we're
supposed
sure
to have
where
a guest.
Start. We have
later
a guest
on.
Later. But I thought I'd pay a little market stuff before we get into it. This is Gregory Mannarino. This kind of is a look ahead, and I'm not going to play too much of it, but I want to kind of give you a little perspective here because we get the we get the Pollyanna viewpoint from most of the left-wing media that, hey, we're in recovery, the economy's better, gas prices went down after they went up. And they only went down a little bit after they went up, but that means they're going down. And but that was
yeah,
the,
you should be thankful. They went down.
They went down.
All 10 cents.
They went up 100%, and then they went down 3%, but you should be thankful
yeah.
Because you're not us and we are not you. So, you know, it's, crazy, the reports. They're so, unbelievable sometimes. You just look at what everything's going on. But, let's play this for a few minutes and then we'll go from there.
Gregory Mannarino, Sunday, December 2nd, 2023. And this is my newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead. People, this particular episode is, I think, very important. I'm gonna ask you to please share this and, get it out there. Let's talk about the situation here. What do you and I know clearly is going on? The world today, under the rulership, of course, of central banks, is moving towards a new system. I've been warning about this new system for over 10 years. Specifically, I have said a new set of rules is coming. A new paradigm is coming. And it appears that we are extremely close to something major occurring. And I want to talk about that. So there's a lot of speculation about where the financial system is going. In my opinion, I think this is pretty widespread, people who understand what's going on, and that would be you if you follow this blog, realize that the powers that be here, and again, I'm referring to the central banking system, including the World Bank, the IMF, the BIS, these institutions have already told us clearly what they want. They want a cross-border way of conducting transactions without restraint of whatever may lie in that pathway. So this is what's happening here. We've heard about this, and I believe some of you out here are going to say, oh, yeah, this sounds familiar, but this is where we are going, to a completely tokenized system. Now, what does this actually mean, tokenized? So what is going to happen here using blockchain technology is assets across the board, and I'm talking about real estate, stocks, mutual funds, commodities, including your own identity and everything else that's associated with you personally, is going to be reduced to a digital token or a tokenized system. Now, what's the benefit of this tokenized system? Exactly what they have already told us they're working towards. Again, don't take my word for this. Go to the Bank of International Settlements website. The BIS is the central bank of central banks. Their mission statement is to create a one-world cross-border system, and this is it. I'm not saying this is the end-all, but this is clearly the next phase to bring us to wherever they're going to bring us to. And there's more facets to this than meets the eye. So let's talk about that real quick. So what they're going to do, clearly, is, again, you're going to be able to convert whatever currency you have anywhere in the world, whatever your assets may be, again, to this these tokens. And these tokens are going to be able to be traded across borders and everything else with any kind of restraint behind it. The scary part of this, and this is what I believe they're looking to do, it's not just about what we perceive, you and I, as tradable or convertible assets, this currency being converted into that currency. Now, if you have, for example, a token, this eliminates a lot of the nonsense that is going to be associated with having to convert one currency into another. This token is going to be easily convertible to anything virtually instantly. You understand? And again, this is not just dollars. This is going to be, everything is going to be reduced to a digital token, including all of your personal information. So what this tells me is there's something pretty diabolic going on here. If they can reduce, let's say, someone's identity and everything else associated with that person to a digital tokenized thing, human life or what's associated to a particular person is also going to become a tradable asset. I want you to think about that. This is where we're going. I mean,
I think I'll stop there and I'll let you guys catch up on that. We've been talking about this for a while, but yeah, everything's fine out there. No problem. Go back to sleep and don't pay attention to anything that's going on in the world of banking because, you know, there's nothing to see.
Right. Well, there's several things you can talk about on that as far as the tokens, the financial system, you know.
It's another
CBDCs.
It's another conspiracy theory.
But, you know.
It's true.
People are pretty much there. Anyway, you don't realize it because most everybody's on credit cards and everything else. So you're kind of there. There is other systems out there so that you don't have to be caught in the CBDC world.
Well, and just the general amount of money that people need nowadays. Like I know for me, my family, we were at the top 3% for the people up here. And since then, all right, now we're like 2% above the poverty line.
Well, you know.
So, I mean, it's.
You gotta create a problem to have the solution.
but we do know that, you know, the fiat is going away.
Well.
You know, it is going to crash. Something else is going to take its place.
Well, it's not going away yet. And
I'm not saying yet, but it's on its way.
Well, what's happening is we're now at the point where we're monetizing the debt, and they're having trouble in the bond market of selling their bonds to anybody. Everybody's dumping the debt, which means that they're, you know, and in order to sell the treasuries to finance everything, the buyer of last resort, nobody's buying them
except
the Fed. Where does the Fed get the money? Well, it prints the money out of thin air and buys it. So this is what caused hyperinflation. So we'll see how well the economy is doing. But I predict that we're not seeing the last of this, and I predict that the banking crisis is just starting. So,
right. And with that, before we move on, if you have money in the bank, yes, they can sit there and take your money and replace it.
They just freeze your accounts.
Replace it with CBDCs or whatever.
Exactly.
So
I did post on Facebook for anybody who wants to see it, a report that is from the Federal Reserve, and this is docket number OP-1670 for all of you banking nerds that wanted to get the details on a Federal Reserve action to support interbanking settlement with instant payments. That just kind of shows you that, yeah, we're not really basing this on pie-in-the-sky conspiracy theory.
No.
We're actually basing it on what they're saying. All you have to do is listen to them, and they'll tell you what they're doing. You know, whether it's the WEF, whether it's the WHO, whether it's the BIS, whether it's the CIA.
If you've got three letters, they're involved probably.
The FBI.
Yeah.
ABC.
NBC.
The VIPs down at ABC with the FBI, you know. I mean, so anyway, I posted that. For anybody who wants to do a little research, maybe let me know what you think. I just got it up there yesterday, and I started looking at it, but I didn't have enough time to really do too much on it yet because it's not that we have a lack of information going on here. It's like what's happening is we're getting, it's like we have a funnel in our mouth and somebody's dumping gallons of it down our throat.
To me, it feels like we're getting inundated at all sides, and it seems like they're trying to separate people on every front possible. We've got color revolutions on every front possible. We've got all these people that are trying to make it to where, all right, you either support Ukraine or you don't. You either support Israel or you don't. You either support all the rest of these, and you start breaking up society in these places. And just look at the internet at all right now, and you have a lot of these groups and these people. Like, did we forget that China owns TikTok, and yet we're seeing all these videos from TikTok and stuff like this? We saw
they're banning TikTok in several states now. So,
well, and at this point, yeah.
But here's my question. Do you like pineapple on pizza or not?
Fight me, pineapple.
So I got a couple of quick clips.
Just before we move on, right. I just want to let people know that with the monetary policy stuff, there's some words maybe that you want to... Some buzzwords like flow management measures, financial inclusion.
Slavery.
I'm just saying. Yeah. So there you go.
All right. So here we go. This is, in the last week or so, we all knew about this. We had, here's our friend JP talking about what happened in California here.
DevMan is catching a little bit of flack for rather quickly and easily cleaning up the streets of Gotham City, located in San Francisco, in order to impress communist leader Xi Jinping with his California communism. Newsom's move of cleaning up the embarrassingly messy house before Dictator Daddy comes over has some people asking, why hasn't he bothered cleaning up the streets of his degenerate state before? The answer is because he wants to impress communist leaders, and keeping his state a disaster helps impress communism upon its citizens. While Xi Jinping was in the U.S. pretending he's not a brutal communist dictator that currently has over a million Uyghurs locked up in a concentration camp, DC Drano points out that Xi was spotted out walking his dog.
Yeah. So we got that.
Yeah, there's no problem there. Nothing going on.
There's a couple of movies that we should key up on. The one's on the Daily Wire. It's called. Have you seen the one about the girl?
Lady Ballers.
Lady Ballers. Yeah, I started to watch that this morning. Got the trailer. I think people will really enjoy that. It's kind of done really. It looks like a total comedy, and there's a lot of people involved in that too.
Well, and you think about it, there really hasn't been any good comedies for a long time. They've all been so politically correct. Correct. I mean, you've got the people, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. That was like one of the last good ones, but we all know that one. We talk about it. This one reminded me a lot of that.
That was like Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got a quick clip here. Let's listen to Buddy Brown, and he's going to talk a little bit about it. And key it up for everybody to get.
What's up, y'all? You know, sometimes I wish I could just stay out in the woods. That way I wouldn't have to hear about the culture that's going on across America. But then sometimes I feel like it is necessary to have the internet for a comedic release. And the Daily Wire has got a new movie coming out tomorrow called Lady Ballers, which are all dudes who play basketball. This movie should be in every single theater across America. Matter of fact, in 2005 or so, it probably would have been, and nobody would have gotten offended. It would have been this generation's Blazing Saddles. But the people who were born with hoo-haws who have imaginary ding-dongs are going into cardiac arrest over this movie, and I'm here for all of it, okay? Now, this movie is about a group of middle-aged men who decide they want to know what it feels like to dominate in sports. So they form a women's basketball team, and they do just that. The movie trailer had me absolutely dying. If some of y'all have seen that, you know what I'm talking about. But interesting about the hate this movie is getting, y'all, because dictatorships, stay with me on this, dictatorships cannot tolerate being mocked. The left-wing extremists can't comprehend that not everyone thinks just like them. And when it happens, they're completely amazed. I feel like the trans argument at this point is like receiving emails that you never signed up for. Please cancel my subscription to your issues, okay? This movie is necessary, y'all, because people who are pushing this movement are extremely dangerous to everybody politically. We gotta love everyone, yes. However, that don't mean you gotta acknowledge them. I'm gonna tell you that right now. One false step, even one perceived false step, with the people pushing this kind of culture, and we have literally everything to lose, while they got nothing to lose whatsoever. Now, that's an incredible level of abuse, if you ask me. And I feel like it's time we collect damages. So we all know this. Sports is separated by sex, not gender identity, okay? Because sex is what determines height, bone density, lung capacity, muscle mass, not the way you identify or present yourself. Hell, y'all, hormones have long since been banned in the NFL and the Olympics because testosterone is the ultimate cheat code if you're playing in women's sports, and that's what this movie is making fun of, okay? And it's necessary. If it didn't matter, if it didn't matter whatsoever, then why don't we ever see any trans men, competing against biological men in sports and winning? Exactly, because it is a one-way success. More on this in just a second. I'm just getting started, y'all. This video has such a cool sponsor, the Buffalo Wool Sock Company. Ladies, it's getting close to Christmas, and us men are pretty dadgum simple. We just want socks without holes in them, okay? These are for hardcore outdoorsmen. You can wear them hunting for 7 straight days. You ain't even going to smell them. I put them to the test personally. I can't get them wet. They don't sweat. It's all because bison has 3 times the drying retention of sheep's wool. Y'all ever seen a bison out in the middle of the prairie in the snow shivering to death? Exactly. So go to BuffaloWoolSockCompany.com. Use the link I'm going to put below for 10% off. Just enter in code BUDDY. And think about that ladder stand and how cold it's about to get for deer season, especially for those of y'all down south that ain't used to it. These are the best socks I've ever worn in my life. Grab a pair. Link is below. So there's an article that just came out this week on Yahoo News. And Yahoo, of course, is always known for their expert opinion on moral fabric across America. But it said something to the effect of straight women are clutching to their pearls over the idea that trans women could ever participate alongside cis women in sports. Hold the phone. Hold the phone. I just want to say this. Anytime you ever read the words cis women, cis men, or whatever, their argument and their entire base is null and void. Just scratch the entire thing out. These people are morons. Y'all, I really think the hate that's coming at the Daily Wire for releasing this movie only helps them gross like another $1 million every time the trailer gets viewed by somebody, because Americans can't wait to see it. Comedy is the first line of free speech, and if you can't laugh, right, in a country, then you're not free. I truly believe that. Now it's time to go on the offensive. Y'all ready? What are we going to do about the psychological toll that's been put on all these innocent Americans having to tiptoe around all these people who have an imaginary friend in their pants? You know what I'm saying? That's a psychological toll. Straight people should be able to sue them for damages for years of stress, for misspeaking, for double standards, and for hate speech toward biological women in sports. The sooner Congress grows a pair of balls and makes it punishable for the mentally ill people to harass the rest of complete peaceful society, the better. Okay? Because we have had to suffer for years and years and years now, along with our children, and been mercilessly harassed. And I really believe that PTSD is setting in now. I'm seeing it across the country. We have PTSD, and the psychological toll has come. We're ready to collect the dadgum bill. I was on a radio show out on the West Coast last week when the host asked me, "Buddy, for our listeners, can you tell us how do you address trans people without getting in trouble?" I said, "I don't address them at all. That's how I always stay safe. I don't talk to them. Why would I?" And to suggest I have to is bullying and harassment, by the way. Why would I engage with somebody where I have everything to lose and they can literally assault me right there in the middle of the street in front of a cop and still be more protected than a bald eagle at Yellowstone? Okay? I'm not going to address them, and neither should y'all. This is mental illness. We have everything to lose. They have nothing to lose. This is a fantastic movie. Lady Ballers. Go see it on Daily Wire. I think it's going to be out tomorrow, which is Friday. Get your kids involved. Let them see how crazy this 1% left-wing extremist movement actually is. And let's get the heck out of there and just move on in 2024 and get past the woke stuff. It starts with you. It starts with me. And it starts with the next generation. God bless y'all. Y'all be good.
Well, there you go. So it's out already. I checked. It came out on December 1st. I got it all keyed up to go home and watch it. I saw the trailers. The trailer's pretty good.
The trailer's awesome.
Yeah, so you might want to have everybody watch that, because he's right. You know, this is mental illness. And
you think?
You know, it's being forced down our throats, whether we like it or not. So our rights get all thrown to the side, as usual with all these left-woke policies, because their rights, what they don't realize is that when we lose our rights, we lose everybody's rights all at the same time. They just have to be at the favored status with the government right now. What happens when they're not in the favored status? Like, you know, it's just like these guys in Hamas, you know. Oh, Hamas and Palestine and all this stuff, you know. You got all these gay groups and these lefty woke guys, you know, wanting to protest for Hamas. And you say, "Hey, you remember those guys that are throwing off the buildings a few years ago and dragging in the streets?
Yeah.
No. Well, you might want to go look that up on YouTube because it was you guys.
And the thing of it is they're not cramming it so much down our throats. It's the children.
Right.
They're going after the children with all of this.
Well, it's like
mental illness.
You guys are banning books. Yeah, we're taking the pornography out of the first grade. That's a problem, right?
Well, and we need to be supporting these parallel economies that are coming out. Because you look at it.
Absolutely.
Look at what's just taking place with Media Matters and with Disney and with Elon Musk. So Musk basically gave a big middle finger.
Yes.
Yeah, that was great.
And based upon a lot of the reports that are coming out, Disney is getting burned.
Well,
I mean,
people have had
enough. Well, yeah. Why shouldn't they?
They absolutely should.
Yeah.
But people are done. They're fed up with it. They're sick and tired of it. Mm. They've just pulled the Snow White movie. They're going to redo it because before it was just going to be a flop like the rest of their stuff that came out. They keep pushing all of these agendas and all these things on these children, and it just keeps breaking up society more and more.
Well, they're trying to push their dictatorship, and we'll probably talk about that in the second half of the hour, about, you know, these made-up charges on Trump and, you know, going after your political enemies. And, you know, you can burn down a city, but if you show up in a building and protest, you're going to J6 jail because you don't have to do anything. All you got to do is have the FBI target you as a hate group because – they're the ones that are trying to put everybody in jail that's opposing their political agendas.
Well, and once again, this only works under the Patriot Act, which was done by Bush.
I'm going to play this, and then we're going to go to a break. Here is this.
The world's most proud sanctuary state, New York, has a governor who believes that what the Biden administration is doing just isn't going far enough. Governor Katie Hochul has announced that she's creating a task force to monitor the social media activity of New York citizens. Yeah, but don't worry, it's to counter hate speech. And hate speech does need to be countered because hate speech is covered by the First Amendment. Now, because you're a moron, just to be clear, the dreaded hate speech can be defined as anything that runs counter to the state-sponsored narrative. And that's how I keep myself a job. What a progressive policy that the New York governor is putting in place. Which reminds us that New York generated the glorious Patriot Act, which helped grease up the slippery slope that we've been sliding down for over 20 years now. And the official narrative on the Patriot Act is that it's great.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, sure it is. And with that, we'll take a break. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Oh, we're going. There we go.
Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Sovereign Minds, a little bit of immigrant song there for you immigrants. guys from Valhalla.
I had to take that several ways.
Well, we had a little paranoia from Ozzy Osbourne before that. Yeah. So, Paranoid and the immigrant song. I don't know if we've got a theme going or not. But
hopefully no bats from China were involved.
The Wuhan. Yeah, we're gonna make a song. We have to write a song. The Wuhan Yuhan or Yuan the Wuhan or something. I don't know. Zhao Zhang Ping on the Wuhan. You know,
Mr. Xi. He's so inclusive.
Mr. Xi. Oh boy. Okay, so we better get our town hall out of the way here. This is this week's town hall. Here we go. Let's see if we've got it up and running.
Good day, and welcome to this week's town hall news brief. I'm Phoebe Johnson, your host, here with the latest local updates. First up, remember this story? A congressional report reveals alarming details about an unauthorized biolab discovered last year in Reedley, California. The lab contained thousands of vials of dangerous pathogens, yet the CDC repeatedly refused local pleas to investigate. Operated by a fugitive with ties to China, the lab drew only cursory inspection from the CDC after a congressman intervened. They identified hazardous materials but failed to test any samples. The committee condemned this inadequate response, further noting the operator received suspicious payments from China. Supposedly, for creating COVID tests, it appears workers actually just repackaged Chinese imports. This shocking case shows staggering incompetence, or worse, at the CDC, letting a shady bioweapons lab operate without oversight. The CDC seems more interested in covering up than investigating thoroughly. Concerned Americans should urge Congress to fully investigate the CDC's highly questionable handling of this disturbing incident. Shifting gears, the 53rd annual Harlan Carter Invitational Basketball Tournament tips off this week, renewing hardwood rivalries in Redding. The proceeds benefit student athletes in the Shasta Union High School District. The boys' tournament runs Thursday through Saturday at Enterprise High School, while the girls' side goes from December 7th through the 9th at Foothill. Tournament director Bill Elliott, former longtime football coach, has returned the event to a traditional 18 bracket to restore excitement after recent years as a round-robin format. The goal is to raise $30,000 through sponsors and promotion, working toward an ultimate goal of $50,000. Defending boys' champ, Placer, opens Thursday against UPrep. The girls' bracket at Shelton High School, whose coaches once played in the Harlan Carter themselves. Elliott has secured commitments for 2024 from Arcata Girls and Archie Williams Boys as he continues building relationships to make this the premier local basketball tournament. Next up,
Investigative journalists Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger testified to Congress about the most shocking things they found in the Twitter files, revealing alarming levels of collaboration between social media companies like Twitter and government agencies like the FBI and DHS to censor content, including the Hunter Biden laptop story. Twitter staff found the New York Post's initial tweet about the laptop didn't violate policies but censored it anyway due to behind-the-scenes pressure. The files also show groups like the Aspen Institute working with media outlets and social media platforms to preemptively discredit the laptop story before it broke. Additionally, a cyber intelligence group called CTIL, founded by former UK defense researchers, aimed to bring propaganda tactics used abroad, like fake accounts and narrative manipulation, to the U.S. for domestic application. CTIL partnered with DHS in 2020, and over a dozen members later worked for FBI and DHS, suggesting their censorship framework was foundational for subsequent government programs. Federal judges have already ruled aspects likely violate the First Amendment, but the full extent of social media and government cooperation on censorship is still being uncovered. In our next brief, Shasta County and the Pitt River Tribe have filed a lawsuit against the California Energy Commission, CEC, for asserting jurisdiction over the Fountain Wind Project. The county had rejected the proposed 200-megawatt wind farm in eastern Shasta County in 2021 due to wildfire risk and negative impacts to the area. However, new state legislation AB 205 allows the CEC to potentially approve the project, overriding the county's decision. At a CEC public meeting on November 28th, county and tribal representatives argued the agency does not have the authority for this. While the wind farm developer maintained it is a well-cited, responsible project needed to meet California's renewable energy goals, the lawsuit alleges the CEC is illegally usurping local and judicial authority. The court dates set are a settlement conference on August 26, 2024, and potential trial on October 29th, 2024. The Town Hall Brief will report further developments as this occur. Thank you for listening to your Town Hall Brief. Become part of the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at Town Hall News on X, formerly Twitter. Good day.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff to unpack there. Gee, they don't want to get rid of local control, do they?
Like, no.
Our elections, who counts the votes, wind farms. That's all up to the state and the dictatorship. I mean, the guys down there in Sacramento, right?
The Chinese.
No, they wouldn't care. That's why they pass these laws right after we make decisions that we don't want
Seems like China's got a lot of stuff going on these days. Like, we got the bio lab, we got the Wuhan, we got China Joe's got to go. We got, accepting these guys getting paid off from everybody, Wuhan lab, Matt Taibbi, Russian disinformation, the FBI working for China Joe. Nothing to see here, because this is all a normal part of governing a republic so that we all do what we're told.
Yeah. And, China is the one that's saying that we shouldn't have cows and raise our own beef.
You will own nothing and you will be
happy.
They're
exempt from it, from the UN. They're in the UN and they exempted themselves. They made this so that we're supposed to follow these laws, but they're exempt and they can raise all the cattle they want, but you can't.
This is that 2016 very number one thing they said was that America will no longer be the world's superpower. Well, how do you do that unless you end up getting a guy like, what do you know, Joe? And I can't even say the next part about Camilla.
Be careful.
Should have played China Grove as the bumper music. But
why is nobody talking about the fact our strategic oil reserve is down to less than a week? Less than a week to run our war machine we got all this crap going on three different fronts in the world? Nothing is wrong.
You missed it at the beginning of the show. Don't you feel good? Gas is down like 10 cents. What is your problem with that?
Okay.
Yeah.
I hereby absolve you guys of all your sins and exempt you from all this government. Yamini Patre, Espiritu Santo. I guess I should.
Requiescat in pace.
I'm sure I've just offended somebody. So here we go. Let's. I've got another clip here from freedom of speech.
One second on that. Well, I just cover what we were talking about on the climate change.
I'm doing shorties.
That's cool. That's nice.
I like it. Go ahead.
So November 20th, this came out about climate change on Timcast. The richest 1% emit as much pollution as the poorest two-thirds of the world's population. It would take about 1,500 years for someone in the bottom 99% to produce as much carbon as the richest billionaires do in a year. So All these people that are getting together, I'm not sure if you guys saw this last week, it was so freaking cold that a lot of these people's planes couldn't end up taking off because it was too cold for them to get on their private jets to go to the climate change thing about the global warming. Give me a damn break, guys. Really?
Yeah. Meanwhile, we have to have wind farm out on the hills here.
When they don't want to talk about the death to all the birds. They clearly don't want to talk about the bald eagles that are dying or the endangered species or anything
else.
And
how much they disrupt the environment.
Well, and how much all of this money is still once again going to China. All these solar panels manufactured in China. All these ships, all these places that can handle all of these offshore solar projects and all of these offshore wind projects, that's all China. We don't have a ship that can even do it at all. So we're giving all of our money, all of these agendas over to our enemies and then saying, hey, what could go wrong? Let's not have any oil here left at all to be able to run our war machines.
No treason going on here. I think that's what they call it. But it's getting hotter and hotter up at the house. Will they do something? Will they get rid of this guy? I don't know. I mean, it's getting ugly and going
to
get more
Have you listened to him lately? He's getting worse. I mean, it's a wonder that he's still alive.
Well, it's just a big kabuki theater at this point, and everybody knows it. Both sides of the aisle, it's like it's ridiculous. So, I want to hit this little clip here. There's another one from JP about how they want to restrict free speech in Ireland because that's the answer to our problems. Here we go.
Oh, just like no guns, huh?
Yeah.
An Irish Green Party senator took the floor to demand, "We must restrict freedom of speech in order to make people feel safe about their gender identity." Check it out.
When you think about it, all law, all legislation is about the restriction of freedom. That's exactly what we're doing here, is we are restricting freedom. If your views on other people's identities go to make their lives unsafe, insecure, and cause them such deep discomfort that they cannot live in peace, then I believe that it is our job as legislators to restrict those freedoms for the common good.
Wow.
See what I'm talking about?
Wow.
These people are out of control ridiculous. You know, we need, in order to keep you safe, we need to take all your freedom away because somebody's feelings might get hurt if they are in delusional mental illness problems. Yeah, that's the
answer. Wow. These people are among us. That's the scary part. These people walk among us.
And all laws are to restrict freedoms. Let's see. Last time I checked, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, you know, freedom to redress your grievances, you know, that said that the government shall make no laws. So how do you equate that all laws restrict our freedom when our laws were specifically set up to keep our freedom from being restricted by the government?
That's a live document, so no. It doesn't work.
Well, we could talk to Zhao Jing about that. If I spoke Chinese, it'd be great.
I'm sure President Xi wants to come over and help us rewrite it. I mean, he's probably already got quite a few people. I mean, are we forgetting Swalwell? Are we forgetting a bunch of these people who, head of our intelligence committee, who just happened to be sleeping with one of the Chinese spies?
Fang Fang? Yeah.
Got both of her fangs in him, didn't she?
Whoa. Okay.
Little bang bang on the fang bang.
Wow.
Stop it.
But we joke about this, but let's be honest. So we have the head of our intelligence committee sleeping with a Chinese spy. What could possibly go wrong?
I know.
He's not fired, folks. He's not fired.
Well,
he's just gathering information.
While we're on this, you know, I got to bring up the fact that, you know, Kevin Kiley voted to get rid of Santos. Kevin Kiley voted to send the money to the Ukraine. And you know, you got these, just because you're from the GOP doesn't mean that you're okay.
No.
From the GOP don't mean to me.
You mean if it has an R by it, it's not always good?
All I'm saying is, there was 101 Republicans that voted to get rid of Santos. That was just stupid. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Kiley was one of them.
Well, and this is the problem. All of these people on both sides, all of these people. So the Democrats, it's all about abortion. It's abortion, 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 abortion. Republicans, guns, 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 guns. They all get in there and guess what? They don't give a crap. They don't do anything. When's the last time you saw a Republican protecting guns? Really? They sit there and they do nothing. And the best they do is vote against the bills that the Democrats end up putting out. And we are so divided now as a country
that's divide and conquer. That's the whole game.
You take, for instance, this debate that ended up going on with Gavin Newsom and with Ron DeSantis. You have literally two separate countries now at this point that any time Ron DeSantis is going to look at him and go, you support abortion up to birth, his supporters are going to cheer that. Obviously, Ron DeSantis supporters are going to be like, yay! And then Gavin Newsom supporters are going to be like, yay!
Talk about
What's the debate?
Talk about a joke on that whole debate.
Yeah,
thing. Well, it was good.
Oh, yeah.
The debate that nobody asked for is what they're calling it, you know? It's just ridiculous. And then Gavin Newsom, what a slime ball. I mean, he really is a slimy guy. You know, he talks out of both sides of his, you know, his mouth and his butt. So,
and he proves it, like with what we just had about, you know, China coming over and him cleaning the streets up. He's so full of BS.
Well, and this is what we get from our elected representatives. And the fact of the matter is, I feel like they forget. They work for us.
I have to stop you. I don't think we elected some of them. I'm just saying. I don't
fair
think
enough.
We really
would you
did.
Be shocked? I mean, what the big fight over is making sure we have a fair election. And the one guy that I believe that has gone in and said, it's like Elon Musk this last week going, hey, if you're going to try to blackmail me with your money and your advertising, hey,
join Uncle Ted in his group.
Well, see, and they did the same. So as soon as Trump got in there and started going, hey, you don't control me, and I'm trying to do what's right for the American people, you're the target. Oh, he's the bad guy. They've been on a witch hunt for this guy for what, 8-9 years or something with nothing, and they'll do anything to get this guy on something. And the real deal is it's all backfiring anyway because everybody knows this is a political witch hunt because if you put anybody through this other than Trump, they'd be screaming from the freaking rooftops. So
the smartest thing that Elon Musk could have done is buy Twitter. Because the fact of the matter is there is the media organizations that are completely controlled by six people. And these six people all have an agenda, they all are working together, and they all put out the same smear campaigns and narratives. And the good thing is, they're about to get so screwed. So, December 2nd, the fellow-funded Rumble has joined Musk in suing the speech police now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Now you've got two multi-million-dollar, billion-dollar companies that are going after these organizations. And I bet you they're going to end up.
And this
collapsing.
All boils down to local as well. So, so let me. I've got a little short clip here. Here's Tucker talking about what we were just talking about with Trump.
That's what
and
I
President
think
Trump.
Well, I mean, you know, the New York Times had a piece. I think it was Jonathan Swan, who's smart, and had a piece telling you what you already knew, kind of, but proving it with numbers that Trump became the nominee in August of last year, 2022. When the FBI went through his wife's underwear drawer in his house. Like, that was so insane that even if you're like, oh, I can't deal with more Trump, and he didn't actually do anything, put Jared in charge of, you know, like, there are lots of frustrations you could have about Trump if you supported Trump, and you could be disappointed. But the second the FBI raids his house on a documents charge, and anyone from Washington, as I am, can tell you that's, like, insane. Like, that's, like, so common. It's not, if they're charging him for that, that's a joke. Where are the felonies he supposedly committed? I was led to believe he, like, murdered people and buried them in the Meadowlands. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the best they got. When they did that, I know for a fact, and this piece showed it, but I knew it already, a lot of people are like, you know, I have mixed feelings about Trump, or I don't want to deal with more Trump drama. But if this is allowed to happen, our system won't continue. That's so outrageous that, I mean, let's just stop lying about it. That's a political prosecution. You can't have that. Of the presidential frontrunner? You can't have that. We already did it with Nixon. You can't do that again. And so I think that's the key to his surge. I really do think that. That's what
and
I
President
think.
President Trump?
So,
well, I mean,
this off
you know, the New York.
So, and Joe didn't hide any documents, right? Joe didn't do the same exact thing, only he did it when it wasn't legal. And they didn't raid his house. They didn't do anything, but.
They were in the Corvette. What are you worried about?
They were all over the place. They found like six places. The FBI informed them to move that they were coming to raid the place, which they didn't really raid. They just showed up and said, hey, did you get rid of all the stuff? Oh yeah, it's good now. Go ahead and go through and do your faux search. And even though you tipped us off already, to let us know that you were coming.
Wow, man. So,
wow.
I just had.
Trump's not here, man.
No, there's.
Whoa. Take another sip of tea and calm down there.
No, like, I'm not sure. I just visibly got chills at how evil we're seeing this world become and what we're seeing from the FBI. So this just, I just, you're getting my live reaction on this, reading this now. Biden DOJ arrests prominent conservative actor for attending January 6th protest 3 years later. We started the show talking about Lady Ballers.
It's not political. These guys are the terrorists that we were talking about in the Patriot Act that we've turned on our citizens.
We started the show talking about Lady Ballers. He was in attendance at the premiere of the show. He acted in the movie, and they arrested him on the way back. Tell me that is not basically saying, if you do what we don't want, we will end you.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Mangan?
You're not getting this at all.
This is all what communist dictators do. They just circumvent all the laws under the pretense of keeping you safe for freedom and making sure that nobody abridges your rights to call yourself a woman. And we'll take the rights from everybody else to do that.
So what if they show, you know, the other side shoving the old lady down the stairs at the Capitol?
And if you're having a mostly peaceful protest down the street that burns buildings,
that's okay. Don't worry.
Hey, that fire in the back, they're just marshmallow things going on back there.
So listen to this. So he was arrested by the FBI yesterday upon attending the L.A. Real Daily Wire's Lady Ballers movie premiere. Saika is being charged with four misdemeanors related to his presence outside of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Didn't go in the building. Outside of the building, hey, let's go ahead and let's go after anyone who opposes us or anyone that tries to change culture.
Well, yeah, there were some that were arrested that weren't even in D.C.
You were thinking about a crime, weren't you?
Yeah.
That's where we're at. You look at what took place with Enrique Terrio. Oh, he's this white supremacist, except he's Hispanic.
Well, you're not supposed to notice those
things. He's part white. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. So was Obama. Well, hold on a second. Let me think of that.
Well, even then, he's not part white.
He was half white.
He's from the Dominican Republic, last I heard.
Does that mean we should, like, paint half of him one color and then another color, and then he's a racist anyway, especially if he attends Redskin games?
Exactly. That's exactly
it. Don't put the headdress on, because then it's really bad.
Then you're like, that's like a three-party
thing. Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
We are very, very quickly approaching a place in our society to where the rule of law will mean nothing to the one side that it means anything to.
But that's the definition of tyranny is arbitrary abuse of power. I can tell you what the law is anytime I feel like it. Oh, he's not burning a building. Oh, but him standing out there, he's an insurrectionist. Oh, that guy over there, don't worry about him. He's not really, on drugs and fentanyl and, doing weird stuff. But that guy over there who's going to church, that's a problem.
Well, and once again, I had this one pulled up for right afterwards, but it ties right in. Supreme Court declines appeal from police officer convicted of killing George Floyd. So here's the problem, folks. We have evidence, and we've had evidence this entire time, that was showing that he did not kill George Floyd.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's funny how the guy got stabbed like 22 times the other day by somebody of color, and it wasn't a hate crime, even though he never committed a crime to get into the place where they hate him to begin with.
And it was even worse than that, because it just so happened that guy that stabbed him was a federal informant.
Oh, yeah, worked for the FBI. I forgot about that.
Uh-huh. And they turned a blind eye to all of his crimes.
That's
not
a crime.
No.
We said so.
It's because it's us, and it's not you.
Well, I mean, so they go back, they find out, they doctor the autopsies. All this stuff is completely at your fingertips to find out and research and see if it's what we're saying is true to begin with. You can do all your homework, or you can go back and listen to MSNBC lie to you some more about everything.
Communist News Network?
Yeah, those guys. Yeah. The ones that had to close their building in Atlanta because nobody's listening to them anymore, and their audience is shrinking at such an alarming rate that they're probably going to go out of business, and who's next? And they're all melting down because everybody goes, oh yeah, you're a liar, and you've been lying to me for a long time and filled me So full of crap.
Well, I guess we're at the top of the hour. We should have a guest coming in, and we will catch you on the other side. See you in about five.
See you in 5 minutes, folks.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Trouble in the Red Sea. The Pentagon says an American warship and multiple commercial ships there came under attack today. Yemen's Houthi rebels are claiming attacks on a couple of ships they say were linked to Israel, but they aren't mentioning the U.S. Navy by name. The attack has the markings of a major escalation in a series of maritime attacks in the Middle East linked to the Israel-Hamas war. Former President Donald Trump was stumping in Iowa Saturday with primary season just around the corner. He says Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds should not have endorsed his opponent, Ron DeSantis.
We hit him rather hard, and he went down. He went down like all the others. So he went down, and it was one of those things. But she said she's going to endorse him because he worked very hard. Now, how do you endorse somebody that's 40 or 50 points down? There's got to be something there. So I'm not. Now, I can only tell you this, and I have nothing. I mean, that was her choice to do this. But I believe in loyalty.
Meanwhile, three senior members of a super PAC backing DeSantis have left the group. It's the latest sign of instability within the 2024 hopefuls' political operation. There have been over 900 carjackings in Washington, D.C. so far this year, and a legal fellow with the Heritage Foundation says the reason is simple.
D.C.'s local elected leaders are not taking crime seriously, and as a result, members of the community, members of Congress, their staffs, and people who visit our nation's capital are being victimized.
Zach Smith tells the Salem Radio Network that D.C. Superior Court judges failed to send violent criminals to prison in most cases, causing a vicious revolving door of crime. College football news today, Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Alabama. That's going to be your football playoff Final Four. Florida State is out. First unbeaten Power Five conference champion to be excluded from the four-team field in 10 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220, 800-859-3220, or
BigLou.com. Muslim community leaders from several swing states are pledging to withdraw support for President Biden, citing his refusal to call for a ceasefire in Gaza.
Democrats in Michigan have warned the White House that Mr. Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war could cost him enough support within the Arab American community to sway the outcome of the 2024 presidential election. Leaders from Michigan, Minnesota, Arizona, Wisconsin, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania gathered behind a lectern that read, quote, "Abandon Biden, ceasefire now." In Dearborn, Michigan, the city with the largest concentration of Arab Americans in the United States. Ken Lorman reporting.
Rescuers have recovered the body of a man buried under tons of mud and rocks following flash floods on a landslide that crashed onto a hilly village in Indonesia's Sumatra Island. 11 people are still missing after the mishap. News and analysis at townhall.com. Italy has refused a request from a Munich museum to return an ancient Roman statue bought by Hitler.
Italy's culture minister is reportedly refusing a request by the German State Antiquities Collection in Munich to return the Discobolus Palombara statue. Hitler had bought the ancient Roman statue from a private Italian owner. It was returned to Italy in 1948 as part of works illegally obtained by the Nazis. Now the German museum wants it back, saying it had been illegally transported to Italy in 1948. Italy's culture minister, Gennaro San Giuliano, had one response, telling an Italian newspaper, "Over my dead body," calling the work a national treasure. I'm Karen Chamas.
Today is Sunday, December the 3rd, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actress Daryl Hannah, who's 63, actor Brendan Fraser, 55. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
God's love be with you. No, I would apologize if I could see your eyes. 'Cause when you showed me myself, you know, I became someone else. But I was caught in between all you wish for and all you need. I picture you fast asleep. A nightmare comes, you can't keep awake. May God's love be with you always. May God's love be with you always. May God's love be with you always.
That's a little new stuff from Five Times August there, the Going Out Was Hot tune. If you haven't heard that, Candyman for a while, that's reaching into the bag of tricks there. where are we at? It looks like we are not having a guest so far. I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. It was supposed to, but no. You never know what happened.
Well, we could hit some of this Israel-Hamas stuff for a little bit.
Yeah, go for it.
So there was a number of things that came out, and some of the things that I kind of wanted to address, just looking at how nasty things have gotten, it really appears that there's a lot of bots and there's a lot of people that are trying to stir strife and make this thing so much worse than it is. And it's bad. War is hell. And the thing that I'm noticing is there once again seems to be this huge push to demonize all the Jews, which really is concerning considering what's taken place a lot of times before in the past history. The fact of the matter is that, yes, there's some Jewish people that are absolutely evil, like George Soros, as far as I'm concerned, is one of them. Now, in that regard, as of today, there was an article that came out from Fox News. Israel's UN ambassador slams Soros for donations to pro-Hamas groups seeking destruction of the Jewish state. Once again, George Soros and his father and his parents and people, based upon my research, have had a long history of helping to annihilate Jews. So this doesn't really surprise me, but this once again kind of points back to the fact there is a subsect of people that are at the top of organizations such as CNN and at Fox News and at a lot of these other places that they appear to be, at least on face value, evil individuals who don't care for their own people and will actually turn them in and turn their backs on them, as we saw Soros' family do. So left-wing activist billionaire George Soros is facing intense criticism for Israel's ambassador to the UN pumping in over $15 million into a network of non-governmental organizations that allegedly support Hamas. George Soros' donations to organizations that seek the destruction of the state of Israel, a Jewish state, is shameful. However, I am not surprised, Israeli ambassador Gilad Erdogan told Fox News Digital. Hamas launched a full-blown invasion on South Israel on October 7th, resulting in a mass murder of 1,200 people, including over 30 Americans. This is something we all know, so I'm not going to continue on that. But what we're seeing in this is that we're seeing support from the top individuals at our CIA who are supporting Palestine and supporting Hamas openly. Is that not concerning to anybody? Because obviously they're not an ally of us. They don't like us. Part of their charter is destroy the demon in the West, which just so happens to be us. Generally, it's not really a good idea to want to help the people that want to behead you to get more powerful. That's not really something that makes a lot of sense to me.
I'll have to think about that.
So we finally have the UN that came out and condemned the rapes 55 days later, as of yesterday's date. I mean, really, why did it take that long?
Well, you know, the wheels of justice move slowly.
So they're also...
Depending on who you are, how slow they go.
Hey, man, I'm telling you. I don't know. Things are so screwed up right now. I mean,
did send that. You can try your email again and see if that works.
I'll check it out. Yeah. I do. Well, before we get to that, excuse me. I wanted to talk about this thing that came out of New Zealand, I believe it is. The world has been subjected to a mass deception. It is almost as if all the so-called experts conspired to deceive everyone regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. From the origin of the virus to the death toll, the masks, the lockdowns, and finally the vaccine itself. It appears that everything that was part of this grand delusion weaponized to both create and conceal a political agenda. However, as is often the case in life, the truth has a way of leaking out eventually. And that's precisely what's happening right now in the world's most fervently COVID-zealous country, New Zealand. It's fair to note that New Zealand has currently experienced the biggest increase in deaths in over 100 years. Of course, the heavily vaccinated country isn't pointing the finger at Big Pharma, should they? So now, this is from the New Zealand Herald. New Zealand has recorded the largest increase in the number of registered deaths since the 1918 influenza pandemic. New data from the NZ shows. The births and deaths figures for the ending year of 2022 shows there were 38,000 and some change deaths in 2022. And which is 10%, and that's 10% more than in which was only 3642 in 20. That's actually more than 10%. I'm not sure what they're saying. It's like that's a lot more. So it's like 1,000%. But the increase attributed to the COVID-19 and aging population is the biggest year-on-year jump since the 55% increase spike in deaths following the 1918 flu pandemic. Most of the increase in deaths occurred in the older age groups where COVID-19 poses an increased mortality risk. So now the COVID vaccine administrator has gone rogue and turned into a full-blown whistleblower, revealing for the first time the actual number of deaths related to a bad batch of Pfizer vaccine. This is a stunning development that warrants investigation. So evidently, they've got a whistleblower now saying, yeah, they're hiding all the data and people are dying right and left. But, you can see this in Revolver, too, as well. That's where the article comes from. And this actually comes from Kim.com, the tech legend. And there's a clip on there, so I'm not going to play the clip. I haven't screened it yet. But one could argue that this man who stepped forward eons ago, countless experts likely hold a lot of information, truth, that if shared could have saved countless lives. However, that's not the world we live in anymore. So we take whatever morsels of truth we can get and run wild with them. What's happening now is that we're slowly learning about the vaccine implications across different age groups, across the different age groups, because the batches are different. Hopefully we'll see the truth play out in court, and there will ultimately be accountability when all is said and done. The only true justice for many will be seeing Dr. Anthony Fauci in an orange jumpsuit behind prison bars, or, in my opinion, there's other ways to handle that as well. They involve scaffolding and, possible chairs. But, So we're starting to get this, and the vaccine manufacturers have now started to open it up. Because here's the thing about having immunity from prosecution under an Emergency Authorization Act. That works for you until they find fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they find fraud, you've lied, you've deceived, you know, you didn't tell everybody, you doctored the documents so that it doesn't report all the deaths, then your immunity kind of goes away. So I think we're going to start seeing a plethora of lawsuits here coming down the pipe at this stuff because people are going to start suing, and they already are. They're starting to file lawsuits.
Yep. Yes, so, they are.
It's just a crazy world we live in where the truth, you know, that's the biggest thing that I see is the problem, is that we've lost our moral compass. There's no right and wrong anymore. It's what's good for me and what's bad for you. What's bad for me is good for you. It's not a matter of, you know, doing to others. It's not a matter of what, doing to others as you would have them doing to you. You know, the golden rule where you actually care about your neighbor as much as you do yourself. Now it's like, what's in it for me? And that morality debasement has gone on at the school level for quite some time. And we're seeing it across the board. And as Bongino says, it's like in the political spectrum, you know, the Democrats have completely jumped the shark and half of the Republicans are better. So, and I'm not siding with the Republicans. I'm saying that we got a uniparty in general here that's getting paid off from both sides. And, it goes back to the central bank, if you ask me, where if you got a unlimited amount of funds at your disposal, you're going to buy things. You're going to buy TV stations. You're going to buy companies. You're going to buy media. You're going to buy everybody that has anything to do with opposing what you say, and including people in your government. I mean, look at what China's been doing. And it's not necessarily just central banks. I'm saying it's across the board that when you lose your ability to distinguish between right and wrong, you got a problem. That's where we're
at.
That's where we're at.
Well, they've been working at it a long time.
Excuse me.
You know.
So.
If people don't realize that, if somebody has to tell you what's right and wrong, and you fall victim, you know, you're going to be a victim of it. Oh, the guest call. He is sick and apologizes.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thanks for at least calling.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate that. You know,
so we can figure out what we're doing here, actually, and maybe plan an agenda.
But people, you know, why should anybody have to tell you what's right or wrong?
Well, and that's kind of why we're looking for people to get involved in politics that are going to give us the straight answers, that are going to give us straight. You know, talk, not, it's like when we had Kathy Darling Allen in here and we asked her, well, what do you approve of voter ID? Well, it'll never pass the state. Well, I'm not asking you if it'll pass the state. I'm asking you personally if you think voter ID is a good idea. Well, she wouldn't answer the question. Well, why wouldn't you answer a simple question? What's your personal opinion on whether we should be able to have voter ID? We have ID for everything else. We have ID to get on a plane, to get your food stamps, drive a car, and then a whole idea. Oh, you know, then it'll target disproportionately people in the poor sector. You mean none of the poor people that have welfare cards and none of them have ID to drive a car and none of them are smart enough to, and you got to have ID just to go get your food stamps. But no, they're not smart enough to have ID to go get a voter card, you know, to vote so we know who you are.
Right.
Because it's baloney. It's complete baloney, and that's why nobody trusts the system. And when you're looking at elections, when they won't even do something as simple as taking precautions to make sure that we are having the most free and fair elections that we can, whether it's ballot drops, you take your pick. If they do everything in their power to make it easier to cheat, anybody with a freaking brain starts not trusting what they're doing, even if they were fair elections, because how can you have fair elections when you keep multiplying the ways to cheat? Yeah. See? So that's the thing.
It's
well, I'm sorry. I was going to say, you know, the problem with a lot of politicians or people we think we've elected to office, you'll ask them questions, or if they're running for office and you ask them a question, usually it's a yes or no answer, and then they'll say no or yes and say, and it's like, okay, this question is pretty simple. Either you're for this or you're not for it.
Well, as long as the questions are fair and not leading, I want to have, I want to ask questions that are fair, that get positions, you know, whether you're for or against them, I just want to know what your position is on different things, you know, but you can ask leading questions that there is not a yes or no answer, like, have you stopped beating your wife, you know, because answer.
But there is a lot of times they get questions that it's a yes or no answer. And they'll go, but, and go all the way around it, and they will not answer the question directly.
Well, because they don't want to offend anybody. They don't want to disenfranchise any of their voters. A lot of it's strategy. I totally get it. But we're way past cutesy time now, and most of us do not have the patience anymore for the same political games that have been going on for years and years and years and years. We want solid people who know where they stand, and that's who we want to vote for.
Well, we don't. Yeah, we don't have a lot of time.
That's why Trump does so well. Is because I don't care what kind of mean tweets he has. I don't care, you know, what you don't like about him. What he says is who he is, and when he says he's going to do something, he does it.
Yeah, but we don't have a lot of time with everything that's going on in this country. We do not have time to dance around the issues. We have to be more direct and know exactly where somebody's coming from, regardless, you know, if they're GOP, Democrat, Republican. It doesn't matter. We need to know where you sit.
Well, and the people we're voting for are generally going to be conservative because
we've
had it.
Yes.
All right, so I guess we got a couple of callers.
We've got Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. I'm sorry I didn't hear the very first part of your show today, but to blend into what you're talking about now, I'm finding out that most people do not understand English. It's not English, the language. It's how you put the sentence out there. A lot of times they look bewildered when you're asking a simple question. It's got, you know, it's got a subject and verb, and you're just asking them the yes and no. But one of the things I wanted to tell you that popped up, I know you don't have a guest today, so I'm filling in for a moment.
Okay.
Last week you were talking about the PG&E and Hatchet Mountain, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
I put in 53 panels. My neighbors put in anywhere from 30 to 40. I had to sign a piece of paper that says PG&E can turn me off anytime they want if I overpower the grid. So I wanted to get in and mention that to Mark last time about how they control the panels. You can't just go wild and say, okay, I'm making oodles of juice for everybody around me. It doesn't work that way. But that's all I had to say.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's all about control across the board. Everything seems to go back to control. And, you know, control of your life, control of your food supply, control of your money, just control of everything, control of your kids.
But, like you said, the parallel economy, you know, that's where, and we've hit upon it many times, how important that is.
These jokers mandate it. They mandate absolutely everything. So you've got to install a sprinkler system inside of your home that does 30 gallons per minute to be able to have that happen. You've got to install solar panels that they can turn off at any time they want if you're producing too much power for the grid.
The thing about arbitrary abuse of power and tyranny is that if you make everything illegal, then you can pick and choose who you want to put in jail.
Bingo.
There you go.
Well, they're doing that anyway. Exactly. Well,
exactly.
Yeah.
So let's go to our caller.
I believe it was Andrew. Are you there, Andrew? Good morning, Andrew.
Hey there.
Hey.
Mark.
Yes.
Mark, you invented a new word, and I love it, balloony. I love it, especially when regard to our distinguished voter, not darling, let's just say that. Dang it. Thank you. You made my morning, dude.
Well... you're welcome.
I was on a nationwide show the other evening, Alpha Warrior, and brought up Mark Baird and his case. And I believe he's going to look into it and get some more press on this.
Oh, good.
Heck
well,
yeah.
we're expecting some new information. I haven't talked to Mark for a week or so since the last time he was on the show. But we're expecting some updates here any time. We'll see how it goes. We're dealing with, people that are circumventing due process down there and not trying to have a speedy disposition of the agenda.
Right. Well, I have a little funny for you. Why do mermaids wear seashells?
Oh, boy.
Because they have, Hey, I'm Cruiser B. Schultz.
Thanks for calling in.
That's a dad joke.
That's a dad joke.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, we have another caller on the line. Looks like we've got Dick on the line. Good morning, Dick.
Hey. Mr. Wilkinson.
You got your radio on, Dick. Go ahead and
I turned it off. Just turned it off.
Okay. You're on the air, Dick. What's up?
Hey, I just want to let people know that my wife, Frances, and I, we have a home on Barrel Court,
right
off of South Bonneville. It has a big red barn, which lit up big time for Christmas. And I want to mention that Robert Exter and Morton Gaisecki, they've been out here. Martin's my kettle guy, and Robert's one of my street greeters. They come out the first day to help. I turn my lights on December 1, and they off January 1. And we have the Salvation Army Red Kettle again. And the last 13 years, we raised over $280,000 for the Salvation Army, and we're at it again. And so if anybody would like to help, I actually need what I call street greeters that will greet the people in the street and pass the kids candy canes and remind them that we're helping the Salvation Army. I don't need people just stand by the kettle ringing the bell, but if that's what you want to do, you can come by and do that. We need some help for, I call them street greeters, not street walkers, but street greeters.
Different connotations there.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm putting in a request. I have an inflatable pop-up Grinch that I'm having trouble with. I can't figure out what's wrong. The fan seems to run good, but I don't know if you have the internal leak. It just won't pop up anymore. If anybody has one of those, it's an inflatable pop-up Grinch that they'd like to donate to me or loan it to me for the month of December. I'd really appreciate it. My phone number is 530-246-9131. So anyway, I've already had some complaints about it because I don't have it out there yet. People expect the Grinch to be out there, and he isn't there. So if anybody has an inflatable pop-up Grinch, they'd like to donate or loan to me again, 530-246-9131. Richard and Francis Wilkinson.
All right.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks, we appreciate
Dick.
It.
I
come by. We take checks. You can mail in checks if you wish, or drop by with a check or cash. We don't take canned goods and that kind of stuff, only cash. So have some cash when you drop by. The lights come on at 5 o'clock, and right now they're going off at 10, but pretty soon as the traffic builds up, I'll switch them to 11 o'clock. But we'll be out there every night. And again, Morton Gaisecki, he's been my kettle guy for just about his fourth year, and Robert's been helping me for probably 10 years already. There's some real loyal volunteers that I have, and I really appreciate them helping me. Anyway, anybody else like to be a street greeter and not a street walker, give me a call.
All right,
thanks, Dick. And
all right,
again, thanks for everything you do with that.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
All right, very
good.
I also wanted to say what I'm thinking about before we get to our caller, as well. I wanted to make sure that we have an open invitation to all the candidates in the area here that they can call you at any time and line up a Sunday for a program or a podcast.
Yeah, I do have some calls in to some people and I'm waiting to hear back.
Well, we just want to make sure that that's extended equally to all the candidates, in whatever district they're running, this year in the county and whatever other office there is. Just coordinate with Linda, and we'll get you on the schedule, 530-221-0101. I guess we have another caller.
We do. We've got Terry on the
Terry.
Line.
We want to go to a break in a couple minutes if you want to.
In after the break?
Oh, you want to come in
Nick.
After the break, Nick?
Hello?
Oh, we got
Oh,
Bill
we got.
On. Okay,
all
so.
Right.
Hey, Linda, I just want to know, did you read the two texts I just sent you?
No.
Please
I did
read
not.
Them. And just read them to yourself right now. Because
okay.
I think we're entering into some areas here that are we need to be made aware of. I think that people have to be not only accountable, but transparent if they're running for office.
Okay.
And I want you to read, can you read your text? Are you able to do that right
there?
Yeah, well,
I just read them.
Okay, so my point is that, with that, I think that, there's a lot of things going on when we have a lot of elections with folks. I think they need to be transparent. I think that they have to be accountable. By the way, I will text you in a minute on the other part of all that, but I think for me, especially living in, I live in District 2. I've been in District 2 for probably 40 years. Know a lot of people here, know a lot of people in Reading. Done business for 40 years in Reading. And I'm tired of the, I'm tired of the runaround. I'm tired of candidates not answering questions. We interviewed Wynn. If people listened, that was a pre-recording, but we interviewed him. He answered questions as we asked them. Most candidates have. I'm getting a little disturbed by all this, and just want to get your thoughts on what you think, how accountable and how accessible candidates should be. I'd just like to get your take, you two.
Well, I kind of think I already covered it quite a bit, Terry, as far as what I think. I think that we need to get straight answers because QC time's kind of over at this point. You know, we don't have time to play the political games that we had played in the past, possibly, because either through lack of knowledge or not understanding the political arena. But most of us have been in this arena now for 20 years or so, or more, me, 40 years. And so we're a little more savvy than the people out there that just buy into all these little fluff arguments in the politics of personality. And I'm not saying that about anyone as much as I'm saying we're just done. We want, when we ask a question, we'd like to get a straight answer to the question and not the runaround.
Yeah, well, anyway, I think that, I'll go ahead and, if I can, I might call in a little while. I may have something if it's okay. If not, then
sure.
I'd like you to read the texts. And
I did.
And I'm going to text you a few more things on what I just texted you.
Sure, call
okay.
back, Terry. We're going to go to a break,
yeah,
and then we're going to come back to Nick.
But before
oh,
we go.
Good. Okay, good. Okay.
Before we go to a break, I do want to say sometimes, and I'm not defending anybody, sometimes you don't have all the information and you need more information before you point fingers at
and
people.
And we want to make
and
sure
I
everybody
be,
is
I want to be equal
exactly.
and fair on the situation. And I have found out many times, sometimes there's an excuse, and I'm not saying about answering questions, but sometimes things happen in people's lives or other circumstances that may make it appear one way when it really
we
isn't.
We want to do the most fair interviews
and
we
I
possibly
can. And I think that's
can.
The best way to do any interview. I
yeah.
agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
And as you guys know, we're going to have to interview a lot of people that we
yep.
may not necessarily agree with politically,
right.
but we've
oh.
got to be fair.
Yep,
right.
I totally
good.
Agree.
All right, let's go to our break.
And with that, we'll take a break. And we'll see you in about 5 minutes.
Okay. Let me see what I got here.
Brought up all the cooking.
Still not having.
Bought it for the diamond sister. High not a one. She paid for the lime. She put the lime in the cooking. Now she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the cooking. Now she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the cooking. Now she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the cooking. Now she called the doctor. Woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor.
Get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pour up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pour up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pour up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called the doctor, woke him up, said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache, I said, Doctor.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Reading Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Reading.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino is spreading holiday cheer one Benjamin at a time with our $30,000 holiday cash extravaganza swipe to win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday in December starting at 7 p.m. Five lucky winners every half hour are drawn to win up to $500 cash. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Front to done, back at it again, this time in the countryside. Shout out Jason Aldean, Morgan Wallen, and Dana White. I could have just retired in peace. I could have been golfing with my niece. I could have been chilling on the beach. But I got too much love for the streets. Hey, let's make America great. For every religion and race. Yeah, men don't have a vagina. The radical left works for China. All I ever wanted for the USA was a good economy for your family. Protect the southern border, make a place that's safe for your kids to go outside and play. Look at San Francisco, take a look at LA. Look at New York City, man, it just ain't the same. We all know the radical left is to blame for weaponizing your religion and race. Hey, Nancy, tell me how that house is so fancy, but you only make $100K a year. How'd that happen? Your husband, Paul, prancing in his panties, just dancing with his boyfriend in your mansion. That actually happened. These politicians pretend that they care, but only look out for themselves, it ain't fair. The economy is not what it was, but I'll die trying to wake her back up. All I ever wanted for the USA was a good economy for your family. Protect the southern border, make a place that's safe for your kids to go outside and play. Look at San Francisco, take a look at LA. Look at New York City, man, it just ain't the same. We all know the radical left is to blame for weaponizing your religion and race.
Sovereign
your
minds.
Your health is your...
with the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. So we want to, you know, set the record straight. Our guest, Dan Sloan, texted us last night. Evidently, we didn't get the text, so we want to apologize if there's any misunderstanding, because stuff like that happens. You know, I've had texts come in, like, the next day.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what happened, but I never received a text.
So we want to get him back on the show. He's got an open invitation, and he is sick. We know that. He wasn't looking like he was feeling good last night. So, again, if there's any misunderstanding, we weren't attacking Dan. We were just kind of in general expressing, you know, just like the song is expressing. You know,
sometimes you have to wait till you get more information.
Right.
That's the thing. We're at a place right now to where tensions are so high, and we're watching what's taking place with these elections, and we're watching what's taking place with the supposed Republicans that are in Congress. Right. I'm at the place personally to where I would rather have somebody that openly despises my values and my beliefs to my face than someone that's going to lie to me and get elected in to represent what I don't.
With that, we corrected the record. So okay. We want to make sure everybody knows what happened.
And with that, we will go to...
And we do have a caller.
Yeah. And you're... What's up, Nick?
You're on.
I wanted to call and tell you about some great fun I had Sunday.
Okay.
Somebody sent me a letter, and this is the highlights of it. Hello, Recall Volunteers. Mark your calendars for the next Recall Volunteer Group meeting, Wednesday, November 29th, at the Reading Library Community Room. Pizza will be provided. We're asking all volunteers to be there. This is a full planning and work session. They've got to get going. We don't have time to waste. pizza will be provided. They go on to how they've got to get strategized to get lawn signs up, billboards up, radio advertisement, TV advertisement, and did they mention, yes, pizza will be provided three times in this. So I got the bright idea. I said, why don't we go down to the library? The session starts at 5:30, about a quarter to 5.
What day is this, Nick? When?
Last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday, okay.
We set up a table, Thomas Hildebrand and Doug and I and Leslie, and we set out, put a poster board out there that said, no on cry recall, change our mind, like old Stephen Chowder.
Sure.
We had a good time. First guy that come by, he used the F word at me.
It's actually Crowder, not Chowder.
So anyway, and we had about, I don't know, four or five of them that resorted to profanity a little bit, not real bad.
Right.
And then probably about 12 or 15 of them, might I add, only about 25 people showed up.
Okay.
About 12 or 15 of them, I'd say, hey, do you want to have a gentlemanly conversation about this? And they'd just kind of walk right on by or shake their head no.
Well, that's pretty predictable.
And two of them, and I've got to give Judy Salter credit, she came over and she had a good conversation with us. And then Daryl, he's a regular there, he come over and talked to us, and he acted like he didn't really know the facts. And it was a lot of fun. We enjoyed it. I'd like to say that if any groups or, you know, groups of two or three or four people are curious about what this is all about, I'd be happy to go to their meetings or go meet with them and explain what is going on. Because I think everybody knows we're not getting honesty and integrity from the recall group.
Oh, well, no. I mean, half the stuff that they talked about was complete bogus. I mean, that's
well,
the problem.
That's right. We need to get that out, and we need to hammer them hard. And I'm going to start, when I see a table, I'm going to set my chair up with a little sign that says, you know, change my mind.
Well,
you need to start countering these people.
The thing is that, and we try to do that here, the thing is that you're never going to change some of the hardcore's mind. They don't want to hear anything. They don't want any new information. Facts don't matter to them. They don't care. It's like the voting thing, you know. Everybody knows they cheated. They know they cheated. We know they cheated. We know the machines. And you could go through the litany of the list of how they cheated, the Hunter's laptop, the FBI on the Facebook and Twitter, you know, the 2,000 mules, you know, we don't trust the machines. It's coming out more and more that they stuffed the ballot boxes. So you're never going to change their mind. But what we want to do is try to at least influence the people out there who don't, you know, pay attention to this stuff, who don't understand what's going on, who don't follow the news.
We probably educate some of the folks because they aren't plugged in and know what's going on.
In the last couple of weeks, I've talked to four or five people that didn't know what was going on, that thought that
right.
Kevin had cost us a lot of money. And I talked to them, and they were glad they talked to me. What they would have voted.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's what, you're absolutely correct on that. I'm just saying that you'll never change the hardcore's mind. They don't care.
Well, but
if anybody wants
you
to come
good.
And speak to a Rotary mm-hmm. meeting or any other kind of meeting, they can contact me through the radio station there.
There you
just,
go.
And your
program's on Sunday at what time, Nick? 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock in the morning. 8 a.m.
Well, my show, but I'd be happy if. Well, they could call any time and leave a message. Nick, call us, and I call them.
Who do they call? Where do they call? Just here at the station, or do you got a number you can give them?
605-4567.
There you go. Leave a message.
Just call
for
up and say, hey, give Nick a message. We want to talk to him, and I'll return the call. It's no problem.
There you go. Yeah. This is Nick from Poke the Hornet's Nest.
That's right, and I'm a poking machine, and I enjoy the hell out of it.
You
know, I went to Laura Hobbs' little town hall yesterday at the community room down at the library, and people need to pay attention to her. She's a very well-spoken person, and I know about one of the other candidates, Susan, and, you know, she got kicked out of the recall group. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, Susan Barrymore got kicked out. You know, she was she went to the meetings and she said, we've contacted Gavin Newsom's office and told him that we don't want him to appoint anybody. We'd just soon not have an appointment. And then about 2 or 3 weeks later, well, we've contacted Gavin Newsom's office, and we told him that we'd like him to appoint a conservative. And then they find out she's sneaking around behind her back trying to persuade him to appoint her.
Wow.
So I guess they got quite irritated and gave her the boot. And now she's running for District 2. And Laura Hobbs is in my opinion, a lot sharper and has the goodness of our county at heart a lot more than Susan Barrymore. I don't know the other guy that's running.
Yeah, I haven't really talked to any of the candidates, so I have a blank slate here as far as I'd like to be persuaded, or I'd like to get more information or see what their stances are on different things. And but I got to say, I have seen Laura Hobbs speak at the Board of Supervisors meetings, and I have been impressed with what she had to say. She seems like a patriot, and she was well spoken, and I think she was on point with her topics.
Well, you know, she gave a presentation at the elections committee that they appointed. And it was about a 20-minute presentation, and her intelligence just shined out, just stood out. And she went toe-to-toe with Susan Barrymore, and, you know, it wasn't an argument or anything, but she handled her with class.
Well,
and, in fact, she was on Carl's show last Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and you can go to the archives and listen to that. She was asked an array of questions, and she answered them all very well.
Wow. Well, I guess there's another candidate that's a police chief or some ex-police chief or ex-policeman. I'm not sure what. I don't even know who his name is. And I haven't heard anything from him.
I don't know who you're referring to.
Yeah, there's some other guy running. So I guess there's
District 2?
Yeah, I guess there's four people that have signed up. But we're waiting to hear from all of them. We invite all of them to come in and take the heat or...
Well, I'll email Laura and tell her to get a hold of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to call her. She was next on my list to call. But yeah, you can do that, Nick. That's fine to get a hold of me. That'll work.
Well, it'd be better if you do. You've got your information. There's never any. To me, there's no sense in having an in between when you can do it directly.
Right. So I agree.
You go ahead, and I'll drop her an email saying that you're welcome on the show and.
Yeah, welcome everybody. I'm reaching out.
You know, we need to not let them recall Kevin Cry. Kevin Cry has done so much for this county in such a short time.
Well, I got to agree. I think he's been I think the Board of Supervisors in general has done a great job, the three that were elected, they don't get enough praise
for anything they don't like.
Exactly. They don't get enough praise for actually trying to right this county and take it in the right direction, because it's been going in the wrong direction for a long, long time. And that's really what this whole recall movement is about, is political power over the Board of Supervisors. And people have discovered that there's quite a bit of power invested in the Board of Supervisors for a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of money is being controlled at the Board of Supervisor level for a lot of things. And so,
for a long time.
For a long time. And what I'm saying, they fund a lot of projects. They defund projects. I mean, so there's a lot of stuff going on there. So I think there's this political game. And up to this point, you know, what I can't stand is this. I'm a conservative, but I vote liberal. And we've seen this over and over again. You know, whether it was Modi and now Rickards. Oh, I'm a conservative, except she never votes anything conservative that I can, you know. That,
what is she conserving, the future?
Well, that's the problem, is that we keep getting mixed messages. We keep getting, you know, this pull the wool over your eyes crap. We keep getting, oh, I'm a conservative, I'm a strong conservative. You know, how many people have told us that they're conservatives or they're Republicans? You know, Mitt Romney. I mean, the guy's a freaking rhino.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we're tired of the doublespeak. We're tired of people not doing what they say they're going to do. And that's the problem.
Part of the fact that we're standing up to them now. We're finally getting our voice and saying we're not going to take this anymore.
Well, yeah, that's true. And we're also...
Don't shut us down by recalling Kevin. We need him there.
Also looking into what is going in our county. You know, like Mary Rickard and them, they don't want us to ask questions. The ROV will not be transparent.
Right.
They will not produce the evidence. They won't let us look, so to speak, at the books. Well, if there isn't any problem, why should we have any problem with the machines? Why won't you let us look at it? Why won't you let us see the election stuff?
Why is Sacramento and Gavin Newsom stepping in so hard?
Exactly.
Right.
You know? And that,
I mean, we're not a big city. We're maybe 220,000 people. So when you end up starting to look at it that way.
Another talking point this recall outfit uses is that he took Anselmo's money.
No, he did not.
He has not taken 10 cents from Anselmo.
There you go.
No, he has not.
And
people don't know what they talk about when it comes to the money and stuff.
Well, that's just
a conclusion.
It's just about smearing people.
Yeah,
that's all
exactly.
It is, so.
Well, and they keep us fighting about presidents. When you really end up looking at it, you've got your senators, your congressmen, and your local elected officials that do far more on your day-to-day life than any president will do. That's just a fact of the matter.
Listen, Nick, we got another caller, so we probably should go.
Well, I'm happy to chat with you and have a good day.
Thanks. All right,
thanks
a lot.
Call, Nick.
And I guess we got Stones. Hello, Stones.
Yo. Yodo.
Yo.
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 Like, yo, what's up?
Are you drinking the same tea, Davis? Yo.
No. I'm actually extremely sober right now.
I didn't say he was drinking alcohol.
Yeah, at least somebody knows my past tense.
I'm glad you caught that. Hey, so a couple of things. Yeah, Laura Hobbs, I was not able to attend her open mic forum. So I'm hoping how it went was that she was freely taking uncensored, unfiltered questions. As well as I know her, I believe she probably did that. So if not, somebody please correct me. But here's the thing. There's other candidates that are refusing to hold such an open mic free forum. No, they don't want to do that. They want the voters that have critical questions of such candidates to meet them in private. And I've told them, no, I will not meet you in private. If voters have questions about you, you need to come to the voters in a very public forum and answer the critics. And some of these, at least one other candidate, I won't say their name, is refusing to do that. And they've been refusing for weeks. Anyway, so next item, there's a nuclear bomb going to go off, a proverbial political nuclear bomb on Tuesday at the Board of Supervisors meeting. Again, the election ordinance is again being stalled, delayed, subverted. Remember, when it was passed on November 7th, 3-2, that ordinance was passed. What should have happened, a signature page should have been presented to the chair and Dave Ricker for signature that week. That would have started the 30-day clock. And after 30 days, that ordinance would have been in effect. And also during the 30 days, it should have been published in two different public places. None of that occurred, and it should have occurred because the law requires it. I have the laws, and none of that happened. Now, on Tuesday, there's another on consent. They buried it on consent, another election ordinance for consent. It's a consent item, and it's going to get likely pulled. But here's the key. The ordinance that is now written on for this Tuesday, it's not the same ordinance that was passed legally and duly by the Board of Supervisors on November 7th. Somebody heads need to roll because somebody is again subverting and delaying this process, and they are rewriting an ordinance that has already been passed by our duly elected representatives. This is not a small matter. Anyways, this has to do with the county elections and other people not wanting the transparency and individual independent review of the Kevin Cry petition. It's literally that simple, but it's very nefarious.
Yeah, I don't get it. You know, I guess I kind of do get it, but we want to have fair and open elections as long as we win.
Uh-huh.
As long as we're in control.
So you guys have the email. I've sent it to others also. This is not a small matter. I'm going to use the word sabotage now. Up until I found this information, I'm using words like insubordination, subversive, incompetent. No, I'm now going to add the word sabotage to the repertoire. And Tuesday's board meeting is going to be quite interesting, to say the least.
Well, I will be there.
And I just want to go back to your first part when you called in about the questions and stuff like that. I just want to put it out there, and I've had candidates ask me when I call them to book them, you know, to give them the questions prior to being on the show, and we don't do that with anybody.
I think if you're not ready to answer impromptu questions for an elected office, you're probably not ready for that office.
Right.
Let's just say that. Let's just go that way, okay?
We don't give them, you know,
I don't even know what I'm going to have for breakfast in the morning, let alone what questions I'm going to ask a candidate. I formulate my questions based on, first I ask them what their platform is and what they have to say, and then I formulate my questions. Every single time. There has been no exceptions.
Well, and the big reason, too, why you see a lot of these big campaigns do that is because they've got all these teams. They've got all these outreach teams that will reach out to people and find out what people think. And so it's not about what they will do or what they want to do. It's about gamification of the process to make it to where the individual with the most money and the most backing wins, period.
You're exactly right.
So... All right. There you go.
Well, you're exactly right. It's gaming the system in order to gain the most voters. While I get the logic, I don't think that is that's not purely honest. I agree. That's my opinion. That's my opinion.
What I think about it is the fact of the matter is, from what we've seen in the past history, is they game the system at the time, but they don't have that research team that's with them 100% of the time when they're in office anymore. They stop caring what the public thinks and start doing what they want to do. That's how you have folks like Gavin Newsom thinking it's fine to shut down mom-and-pop businesses while he leaves his winery open, while he has slave labor out there in his fields, and while he goes to the French Laundry, while he tells you you can't go visit your dying grandma in frickin' hospital.
There you have it.
Well, yeah,
well,
and who's
the
paying
time,
them,
right,
giving them money. But thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, Rich.
All right. Well, where are we at, I guess, is the question.
Well, my blood's already boiling, so I want to go to the next one. So, under the Biden Department, Veteran Affairs have processed 161,000 medical and dental care claims for illegal in 2022. While denying claims for U.S. veterans in urgent need of care. In response to this, there was a veteran that ended up breaking down crying, talking about how for the last 2 years he's been off his meds. He can't talk to any doctors in the VA that will be there for more than 1 month, 2 months. He says his doctors keep changing, so he keeps having to spend a month telling the stories that torment and torture him. He's balling up and he's crying, talking about how he hasn't gotten care in the last 2 years at all, and his doctors keep changing, and he can't get anybody to help him. He's bawling his eyes out, basically saying he's on a ledge and completely losing it. It's hard to watch, and this is just one of many. When you go through and you look at this, you look at the people that are not being taken care of and the people that they are taking care of, it's disgusting. We had these guys go over there and serve our country, and they can't even be serviced by our country. Instead, some people that are from another country coming in illegally are getting service. Just disgusting.
Yep. It is very disgusting. And with that, we do have another caller. We've got Terry.
I'll be real quick, you guys.
Okay.
It's just, Dave, thank you for that, brother. The thing is that we're talking about something local here, and I know that, you know, we're kind of dancing around the elephant in the room here. And I think that the real deal is we got some local people that are running that won't be transparent. They need to be transparent. We'll never know what they're like unless they're going to be transparent. You know, I'm just saying. And I think that we can make all the excuses we want to make, and we can be as nice as we need to be, but that doesn't get us anywhere because it hasn't gotten us anywhere in the past. I don't think there's a bunch of people running interference for some of the local candidates. There might be a couple, a few. Things like that, but I think really what we have to be looking at, if you say you're going to do something, do it. It's amazing how you can be just healthy one minute and not healthy the next. It's amazing to me. Anyway, that's all I got to say, but I think we really start needing to be holding these people accountable and not worry so much about if we ruffle any feathers. And I think that you guys do that real well. I can't wait to hear these local candidates, be on your program to get interviewed. That's all I got.
Right. That's what we're
all
looking
right.
forward to.
Thank you, Terry.
All right, very good. Well, we're getting towards the end here. I do want to make sure we go out with that new Trump song. We got about 3 minutes, so.
I've got one last story, then.
Hurry up.
So, the Philippine Government Committee has voted to launch an investigation into 327,000 unexplained excess deaths between 2021 and 2022 in regards to the Pfizer vaccinations. It's pretty interesting, huh?
No problem. I want to throw out there, did you see where they want to make an anthrax vaccine now for you?
Oh, yeah. Good.
I'm just saying it.
I'm going to go get vaccinated tomorrow.
No problem,
I guarantee
it.
Not.
And we're going to have to, at some point, cover all these new viruses and situations like the dog one that's going around that's really, really dangerous to dogs.
We only have an hour.
Well.
I know.
Well, there's two sides to that because I heard that it's not as deadly as what they want everybody to believe that the dog one is, but I don't know. I haven't done all the research.
News cycle is crazy, but here we go. We'll see you guys next week.
All right, have a good week.
San Fran is decaying. Homeless people pooping on the slide where kids are playing. Fentanyl and heroin and pedophiles praying. Start another foreign war and you're the one who's paying. All I want for Christmas is these politicians to put America before their foreign vested interests. No more communism, repeal Obamacare. Ain't no more Joe Biden always falling up the stairs. All I want for Christmas is cheap gas and some mean tweets. CNN goes out of business and MSNBC. If the government shut down, we'd probably have world peace. Until then, we're stuck with expensive milk and World War III.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.